It's Wednesday, October 30th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. The Imperva CEO steps down, China moving in on cryptocurrency, Uber money, and the FCC's latest move on Huawei. This is the Business of Tech. The CEO of cybersecurity and distributed denial of service mitigation provider Imperva has resigned. In August, the company disclosed a breach that affected its cloud web application firewall customers. The breach occurred due to an exposure of a database snapshot that contained emails and hashed and salted passwords. Chris Hyland was CEO and has been replaced by Chairman Charles Goodman, who is serving as interim CEO. Why do we care? Well, it's good to see some responsibility for a breach happen. Two things to watch for. First, will Hyland resurface at another company quickly, and this be a rather meaningless removal? And second, how does Imperva respond going forward? As a security company, they're held to a much higher standard, which is appropriate. Solution providers should take heed, however. If you touch security, including implied security, you've assumed this risk as well. So on Thursday, China's president called on the nation to seize the opportunity and take a leading position in the development of blockchain technology. On Saturday, the government passed a law to address regulatory and legal issues related to cryptography, an essential aspect of these blockchain systems. Then on Monday, the head of the People's Bank of China's technology department urged commercial banks to step up their applications of blockchains to finance. The People's Bank of China has been studying digital currency and blockchain technology since 2014, and the central bank has said it is nearly ready to launch a digital currency. China appears generally opposed to public blockchain systems, which allow people to participate in the network and help maintain the shared accounting ledger without identifying themselves. Many cryptocurrency enthusiasts would argue that this kind of centralized control defeats the purpose of using a blockchain. So why do we care? Well, cryptocurrencies are gaining momentum. The Libra project, announced and launched by Facebook, isn't a bad idea, just being led by a company nobody trusts. The idea is totally viable. The prediction is that someone's going to succeed here. It's just likely not going to be Facebook. Will China or the West have a stable currency first? Oh, and we're not done with payment solutions today. Uber is launching a new product called Uber Money, which will include a digital wallet and debit cards for drivers and credit cards for riders, according to CNBC. Uber is first focused on giving its 4 million-plus drivers and couriers access to a mobile bank account so that they can get paid after each ride. With the new digital wallet, drivers can get their money instantly after every trip or delivery, and drivers and riders can track their transaction history and make electronic payments. Uber has about 100 million monthly active users this year, and it's interested in offering products that pay for rides and food orders. It says it could remove costs related to financial middlemen or generate new revenue streams. Uber is interested in how it can keep its drivers and riders loyal to its platform amid pressure to turn a profit, as it faces competition from new ride-hailing apps around the world. So why do we care? Payment services are big business and more than one might initially think. Apple Pay only just surpassed Starbucks as the biggest mobile payment service. Each company coming up with their own payment system to bypass the middlemen shows the middlemen aren't delivering the value customers want. At the same time, we don't need multiple payment platforms. We need ones that deliver customer value. That's what makes this smell like disruption ahead. From Reuters, quote, the U.S. telecommunications regulator plans to vote in November to designate China's Huawei and ZTE as national security risks, barring their U.S. rural carrier customers from tapping an $8.5 billion government fund to purchase equipment or services. The Federal Communications Commission also plans to propose requiring those carriers to remove and replace equipment from such designated companies, FCC officials said on Monday, end quote. Why do we care? This is huge news for anyone deploying equipment and shows the impact of security holes in core infrastructure. The impact of this on small and regional carriers is something we've discussed before, but this makes the threat even more imminent. The selection of your vendors really matters here. This is the most extreme example, but if a vendor loses public trust, it could be incredibly costly. This extends to solution providers too. Losing your customers' trust around security is a potential extinction-level event, and now one that can be brought on by your vendor too. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com, in your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa-enabled devices, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience, and we'll see you tomorrow.